102.9. Hey, baby, let me see it.
I just want to eat it. It is 8:18 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Shaquan.
Yeah.
I am officially back on radio. It's great to be back. I tell you what, one of the things that I did do, though, after I found my health back, I found myself in pristine condition again, was the second edition of the Namibia National Men's Conference.
Okay.
Now, just to be... To be factual about this thing, right? Is that as we were going around the coast, and whenever I would say, listen, you know, I am hosting the men's conference, everyone would always look at me with funny eyes and say, like, but I thought this thing was a joke. Look, there is a running joke that goes on every year before Valentine's Day. Yes, that's a different running joke. That one of all the men will go away on the 13th and return on the 15th. It's a running joke, okay? But however, this one is an actual men's conference where actual gentlemen come together.
Right.
We sit down, we discuss our issues, okay? Obviously, we are armed. That's about sponsors. We are armed by the organizing committee. Last year, it was in Windhoek. And this year, the organizing team decided, listen, we're going to take it to the regions. And in this time, it was at Mondesa, at the hall itself, at the community hall itself, in Sokomoon. Now, Shaquan, it was for free. Let me first start off there. That in itself deserves our air horn, because it clearly demonstrates that, listen, we're not here to make money.
Off of you.
We're really here because we are passionate about what is going on with the gentleman. And I'm not going to lie to you, it was the first time seeing men gather at one point like that.
Yeah.
Not for sports, not for alcohol, not for women, not for a wedding or whatever.
Yeah.
This was purely men coming together to come discuss the issues. And I will tell you right now, Shaquan, I was blown away.
Wow.
It was so full.
How was the turn up? Yeah, I was about to ask, how was the turn up?
So full. The organizers had to hire chairs last minute. I think 100 more chairs last minute just for the guys that are outside to accommodate them. We had to hire more speakers to connect and mount it at the back outside the hall.
So that they could hear.
So that they could hear. We had to mount lights.
Wow.
Last minute lights outside as well. That's how packed it was. Now, some of the speakers were incredible, Shaquan. We had the PRO of Joseph of the Namibia Correctional Services that gave us the situation report in terms of the Namibian Correctional Services.
Right.
And Joseph was really just saying, look, he wouldn't really call it a privilege, but as officers of the Correctional Services, they have the opportunity to speak to some of these offenders that have been sentenced. And obviously, as Correctional Service, they want to correct some of these offenders. They have candid conversations about why this thing happened. And he shockingly revealed that it's a rush of blood to the head in the moment. It's a lack of emotional intelligence. And yes, mostly it's about money. For instance, this gentleman would have supported this girl for years. And maybe when she gets a job, she disappears. This guy feels some type of way, feels, well, I've invested in this woman. And now all of a sudden, I'm not good enough for you because you got a job. This is just the reality of him telling us. Not saying we're making excuse, whatever. He's telling us this is what the majority of the guys are saying. And we have arrived and we have said that, and we have come to the conclusion that most of these cases, most of these guys are saying, money is a big problem. Okay, the exchange of money between a man and a woman when they're in a relationship.
True.
Bishop Lucas Katenda, I think he was the star of the show. He really brought just that warmth, fatherly figure to the conference.
And
you could see that the gentlemen were connecting with him, you know what I mean? But the one thing that he was highlighting was toxic masculinity. He explained it, what makes it toxic and what makes it healthy. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
His point was, we need masculinity, but we need a healthy one.
Exactly.
it's not incorrect for our men to protect. That is who we are. We want to protect. We want to shield.
We want to be protected.
And you want to be protected.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And that's the masculinity that we want in our society.
Yeah, yeah.
So just some of these things that he was saying. Sam Abiata, also a gentleman that is doing tangible things. Right now what he's doing is he's focused on men, vulnerable men around the country. So he seeks out men. He sees what their problems are and he actively deals with it. For instance, he gave us a presentation of how he has built houses for vulnerable men, dude.
Wow.
And at the conference, he also donated $10,000.
Wow.
$1,000 each, saying that $1,000 each will go to a vulnerable man that they will identify in Sock of Moon. Then there was Dinaf Shekwan, who opened up. I've never seen Dinaf open up like this.
Okay.
Dinaf was saying that he was married for 4 months before the current wife that he has right now, the current relationship that he has right now.
All right.
He was married for 4 months. I didn't even know this. He was married for 4 months. And apparently there was a situation that developed. He caught her, doing unsolicited things, and he wanted to kill her. Straight up. So much so that he went to to the relevant authorities to seek licensing for a firearm so that he can get the license and buy the license and buy the firearm to end her. Luckily, apparently, someone at these offices recognized him.
Oh.
And asked him, yeah, but Dinaf,
why do
you need a firearm for?
Yeah.
You are the man of the cloth. You are the one who keeps us going with your music and with your messages. That's how bad it was for Dinaf apparently before his current love of his life that he's with. And he's saying that he can laugh about it right now and saying that, listen, gents, in the moment, yes, you will feel the pain.
Yeah.
Give it time. You will heal and you will find yourself laughing about the situation. Okay. Then obviously we had Inspector Eleni Shapumba that was also there to help us with the proceedings. The Irango Regional Spokesperson, Deputy Commissioner Toby Herber, the Acting Police Regional Commander for the Irango Region, gave us the situation report in terms of the statistics. Man, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have the exact numbers right now. Please forgive me for that. But at the time, I remember thinking, but this is in terms of gender-based violence and also men offing themselves, committing suicide, especially in the Rango region. He's saying that it's a bit of an epidemic, that side, of gentlemen ending their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had Rango Governor Neville Andre Itope that had his speech delivered in absentia. And obviously a big shout out that side to Munene from our sister station on Mulunga Radio for this initiative. He's the founder of the National Men's Conference and bringing all of these men together. It was amazing. Obviously towards the end, we opened up the floor and men shared some of their frustrations.
Yeah.
Men shared some of their worries, some of their fears. And one thing that I can tell you right now, Shekwan, a majority of the men had the fear of being accused of falsely being accused of rape. That was one of the main things that came out. Because what they would say is, there's a maybe I would take a girl home. And she feels I didn't give her enough money, or she feels like I was entitled to giving her money. She cries rape. Police come, arrest him, and his life changes for the next 6-7 months.
Yeah.
Because obviously, the onus is on you to prove that you didn't rape her.
That you didn't rape her, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was one of the fears that I could pick up from the gentleman that was in attendance. Obviously, there was way much more issues. Munena will release a statement with regards to that and how they will continue to address these issues going forward. So yes, it was incredible. Shekwan, it was a powerful moment.
It sounds like it was a powerful moment. I actually wanted to say that, you know, you get yourself into spaces like that with actually other people around you who understand what it is that you are dealing with or even go through that you don't really talk about. I really hope, pray that there was actually somewhat of a breakthrough for a lot of men who were in attendance.
And one thing that the regional director, Deputy Commissioner Toby Harris said, listen, guys, yes, society continues outside. It will continue. But the 400, 300 of us that are here, we can start and try and change society one by one. I think that was powerful.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. It's 8:27. We've got your sports headlines coming up and so much more. We also need a bit of a cheer. So Osisempi Rodia is going to do exactly that for us.
Stratos at Avani